Beach Elementary School in Cedar Springs, Michigan, looks pretty much like any other elementary school. The linoleum floors are buffed to a high shine, and the walls are decorated with crayon drawings. But when you look down the hallways, you'll see a curious sight. Hundreds of black plastic trash bags hanging from the coat hooks.
When the kids come in, they put all of their personal belongings, coats, hats, gloves, in the plastic bags. That's how their clothing is contained, so that the bugs don't have the opportunity to crawl.
More and more schools are using garbage bags this way. When you see them, it's a reminder of the ongoing struggle they face trying to eliminate lice. Experts say about 80% of school districts will have a lice outbreak this year. At this school, the trash bags are a proactive measure taken to cut down on the chance that an infestation will break out. And there's another proactive step the school's taking. On this Saturday morning, they've invited families from all over the community to a special kind of open house, a chance to get de-loused.
Are we doing everybody or three?
Everybody,
all right.
Families are greeted at a sign-up table. Then they're guided through a series of rooms where teams of lice-fighting experts are standing by to shampoo and comb and look for lice. The first stop is the evaluation station. Every family member's head is carefully checked for live lice or their eggs, called nits.
And the big key is to make the difference between dandruff and the nits. The nits they won't come off. Dandruff will move. See, I can very easily move it. Okay, sweetie.
The event is called Operation Lice Begone. It's the brainchild of lice consultant Vicki Bishop. Bishop travels around the country, visiting dozens of schools a year and advising teachers, nurses, and parents how to get rid of lice infestations. But she says before she can get down to work, there's a big hurdle to jump. That is, overcoming the embarrassment and shame parents feel when their kids get lice.
The lice problem is everywhere. It's if people are willing to talk about it or not. And once we get them to step up and start to talk about it and address it, and get over with the denial thing, then we can finally do something about it.
Many people believe lice outbreaks only happen in dirty houses to unbathed kids. But in fact, all types of families are affected. Most of the parents here today say they've tried using everything from over-the-counter shampoos to home remedies.
We went from Rid to the Roby comb. We did mayonnaise. We called the doctor. The doctor gave us a prescription. That didn't work either.
But the experts here today say you can beat a lice problem if you're thorough and persistent. They say a key component to success is teaching people about lice. They're tiny, blood-sucking parasites that live on the scalp and lay eggs on strands of hair. They're easy to get and a lot harder to get rid of. After the families are treated with a lice-killing shampoo, they put on plastic shower caps and wait a half hour for the solution to work. While they wait, they visit the education room. Todd Belinsky and his five kids are gathered round a microscope, checking out a lice magnified 40 times. Belinsky says the family's had a lice problem on and off for about 2 years.
Every week, you know, I go through their hair, or, you know, almost on a daily basis trying to go through their hair, and it's just a problem for them. They just are tired of the treatments, and I'm tired of giving them the treatments. And then I'm never sure of what, you know, further down in their lives, what all these treatments are going to, you know, what kind of an effect they're going to have on them.
And that brings up another goal of Operation Lice Begone. Vicki Bishop and the other lice control experts here today are trying to raise awareness of how to get rid of lice without using pesticides. They say safer shampoos are now available that use vegetable-derived enzymes instead. However, there is some debate about the effectiveness of those products. Here in the rinse room, a young girl is in the final stages of her lice treatment.
Okay, put your head down there. We'll rinse the very ends of it.
Vicki Bishop is rinsing out the shampoo and reinspecting the girl's hair to make sure all the lice are dead and all the nits are gone.
There's one right here.
A real trooper. Will you hand me a nit comb, please?
About 30 people were treated today at Operation Lice Begone, but Vicki Bishop says the project was still successful because it's getting the word out about the lice epidemic, letting people know they aren't alone, and showing them it's nothing to be ashamed of. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Cedar Springs, Michigan.